Hello, everyone. I want to welcome my good buddy, Dave McLaurin, to the show. This is your host, Corporal Goo. And again, this is another episode of I Made It Through This Moment, and This Is How. I want to thank our sponsors, Dribble Babies, which is an online children clothing company, for sponsoring this moment. We're going to get right into the discussion. I have, again, my good friend, Dave McLaurin. He's just going to share whatever he chooses. Want to talk about a specific moment in time and how he overcame that difficult moment. David, the show is yours.
Name is Dave McLaurin. I said, I'm a father, you know, married for about 10 years. Right now, I'm known Goo for 15 years. He's a good friend of mine, and I also purchased children's clothes from him also. So, that's a good friend of mine, and I appreciate him giving me the time to speak.
Definitely. Well, brother, I appreciate you. This is definitely, you know, we have busy schedules and we have children and our wives who are like another full-time job. So I promise not to keep you too long. Just a little bit about myself for those that are listening again. I'm a combat veteran, served in Iraq 2006. And also in 2011, I lost my little brother unexpectedly. And so I had some difficult moments in my life whereas I didn't know how to deal with the what was mental health. And for me, it ended up being anxiety, depression. And it wasn't until I had a mental breakdown in the city, it's one of the cities in Connecticut, did I realize I need to get help. And doing so, going to seek the mental health through the VA and counseling, and also spiritual counseling, my life has been turned for the better. So now I want to hear enough about me. I want my buddy David to share whatever it is he chooses to, but please, a little insight into how you overcame a difficult time in your life.
I said there's one thing that always sticks out to me when I was in my mid-20s. I'm 39 now. I'll say about a two-year period when I was from 24 to 26, I had a really huge problem with alcoholism, meaning I would drink night, middle of the day, morning. Just basically drinking was at a point where it was my norm. Like, I felt better when I was drunk than being sober. And the reason for that was I'd moved a lot when I was a kid. I moved throughout the country. And it kind of took a toll on me because I never really adapted to certain people, like to people having friends, growing up friends. So a lot of things caused that. But then when I got older, it felt like I felt in my mind I was always trying to fit in, but I couldn't. Like, it was like I was always an outcast. And the point that really got to me was when I thought about it, that I felt that I wasn't good enough. And at the time when I was younger, it was always like, I've been told, like, when I played basketball, I wasn't, you know, I played well, but I took heart when someone said I wasn't good enough, because I was always used to always trying to fit in. So little things, it may not have meant nothing to most people, but it meant more to me, because I always wanted to get that stamp of approval from people that said, I'm arrived, I'm there, I'm somebody, I'm great. And when you don't get that on, not that my family never said it, but the point was, it was hard from outside because I didn't get it from a lot of peers. So it was always, I never had friends or really grew up with people based on the fact that I had to always try to prove myself. And that led up to me going to various, like, Job Corps. I was in the military, but I kept quitting. I was in the military. I got discharged after boot camp. I went to two different Job Corps facilities to get, you know, to further my education, but I quit because I always felt something in me wasn't good enough to go further. It was like almost like something was just like I couldn't get that confidence in me that I was body. So when I got older after my 20s, I just started just feeling depressed because I was just like looking at my life and I seen people I did go to high school with. They're going to college, they're out doing what they're supposed to be doing. And I felt like I'm still backwards. Like, I'm not there, I'm not in school, I'm working like 9 to 5 jobs, 10 jobs, basically making minimum wage, barely over, my early 20s. And I felt depressed because I was like, once again, I was trying to get the fit in to feel like I was somebody to some, to people to see that this is a good man. And that's when I started going to alcoholism, because I just felt I didn't care anymore. I felt like my life wasn't worth much. So I just said, what's the point of even living? But the point, that's where I got, where the alcohol would make me feel stronger. And would make,
you know, that's interesting. Sorry to cut you off. I want to interject real quick, because a lot of times we hung out a lot, especially we drank a lot. We thought we were having a good time. But isn't it interesting that even though in all the drinking and partying that we never put the dots together that there was something wrong, whereas we were just drinking just to drink, that we never took into consideration that I could be depressed, our mental health. That's something we don't talk about.
No.
And it's like the peer pressure, you like my boy doing it, so I'm gonna go ahead and do it because I feel like it's cool and it's a temporary fix. And I feel like I'm getting what I need for that moment, but not addressing the root cause of it. And that's it. And we chilled together. Yeah. Very heavy in those during those times.
Right.
It was like hurt people hang out with hurt people.
Right.
And we all had the same habits because we was like, you know what? Man, we ain't gonna talk about our problems. That's not what we doing. We about to go out here and party hard and hopefully we get home safe and do it all over again.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry to interrupt, but I just had to interject because we hung out so much with each other, and a lot of these things I'm hearing, I didn't even know. You know, I just thought as we young, we dumb, we just gonna do these things because hey, this is what we were told to do in our environment. We didn't talk about things that bothered us. But yeah, I want to keep going, please, brother.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. I'm glad you said it. Because my thing is, growing up was, like I said, I always wanted to be a part of somebody, a part of something. And even me drinking, if I knew someone was going to drink with me, then we got something about, like, we now we boys because we go out together. So that's all the click. So that, even though at the time, what we thought was right, we know that wasn't the right thing to do, constantly drinking, but I felt that was a bond because I never really had it, because it's always felt like me growing up, like I said, I had friends, but it wasn't like I wasn't close to a lot of people, because like I said, I was so used to moving around, not seeing people for a long time. I never built relationships with people. So everything I did, I always felt it wasn't, and then it wasn't nothing really like, say someone says a joke that, oh, you look funny. I would take it to heart because I'm thinking like you're trying to attack me, because I always felt like everybody was against, no one wanted to be close to me. And I just kind of like felt that my anger was, I'm just going to be crazy and wild just because I thought, you know, that was the way to get people to look at me. And, and that's what I said. But like what you said, like you didn't know that about me, because why would I say anything? My thing is, we young men, I just want to have fun, but I ain't going to tell you about me, because that feels like the vulnerability, like I'm weak. And I grew up like that too. You can't show your vulnerability about yourself because it seems like you got flaws. You don't want to show that. You feel like, even though I got a lot of flaws in me, I don't want to tell nobody that because then that makes me weak.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the whole point of, like I said, with alcoholism and having that self-esteem issue, that I felt that was my confidence in that drinking.
It's crazy, man. We hung out so much, and we you know, we'll party hard and black out. But at least I remember blacking out a lot of times. But I will also think about waking up the next day feeling lousy. But then I also think about the pain still being there. Like I still saw some of my buddies laying on a metal table that I just saw speaking in Iraq, and the next thing you know, a day later, they're on a table. But I didn't know how to cope with that except for alcohol, because it numbed the pain. Plus, I'm like, forget it. I'm with my buddies. They having a good time. How I look like crying on any of y'all shoulders when we out here trying to drown our problems away and be the men we thought we were supposed to be by displaying bad behavior and just taking it to substance. But again, it's the purpose of the show really too is to really explain to anyone that's listening, but that the reality is, if you find yourself being addicted to something or displaying a certain behavior, you may want to find out what the root of that is. Because again, you may think that it's something that just yourself is going through, But like, again, when I started going to counseling, which I still do, I'm not going to say that I don't, I go at least once a month, and I still find things, you know, those demons try to come back, those desires try to come back, or those hurts try to come back. And what works for me is being able to talk about it, being able to fellowship with other brothers to talk about, and sisters as well, whoever's willing to share their story. But I like sharing my story because I feel like I would be selfish not to talk about what helped me get to a better place where I am right now. I don't know how you feel as far as, like, you know, as far as that goes.
Yeah, I agree also, because that's the thing with me. Even when I was, like I said, during that time, it got at a point where it got worse, real worse. Mm-hmm. But my thing was, for me, how I overcame was everything had to be taken away from me. My car, my license, going to jail, the respect that I thought I had for myself, going through being drunk, knowing that this is the outcome of it. Mm-hmm. And for me, the overcoming was not only spiritual help from God and also from other people in the church, from my family, you know, someone that and I agree with you on counseling, that you need to talk to somebody if you have a problem with anything, because once you hold it in so much and you just keep holding it in, all it's going to do is come out and spill out anyway. And that's how I felt, like, you keep trying, like, I got pain, I'm just going to hold it in. And guess what? Me holding it in was pretty much me drinking. Guess what? And all, like, just like you drink too much, you vomit everything out. That's exactly how all that pain was. It just vomited out all at once. And it got to a point where I had everything came at me all at once. Everything that I wanted that went wrong at once. And I still thank God at the job I still have at the time. I had a blessing from my supervisor, kept me even though I was in jail. He still said, you can still keep your job. But that's like something like that had me thinking that the drinking had no, like, basically has no, really no effect on me, and no really real realistically for me to keep drinking is really going to help me, because people are trying to help me by telling me to stop drinking, that you don't have to drink. So when things are taken away from me and now I have nothing, no car, no license, going to jail, the people that were with me the whole time were telling me the same thing, to stop drinking. So when I got in trouble, they still had their open arms around me saying, guess what? You lost, you know, you lost things, but we still got you. We still gonna help you. My supervisor still said, no matter what happened, you still got your job. My family said, yeah, you went to jail. You got your license. You know, you was at a low point in life, but you can get right back up. Because we're not gonna turn our back to you. And that's what really helped me too, is just the fact that I had that support, that even on my high or low I got, they were still there to support me. And then knowing with the church that I was able to speak to other brothers, the pastors, about the same problem. And then you realize some people have been through the same thing. You don't know it because you're looking at the after effect. You're looking at them now, but everybody has a story. That's why I said we all share our story. We can help the whole world because everybody's going through something, but they don't know who to talk to because they don't know who experienced it. But you'd be amazed on how many people have been through the same situation, or maybe worse, if you just say, you know, this is what I've been through, and you'd be amazed on people that can help you in your life.
Jay, that's powerful, man. Love is a powerful thing. I'm telling you, when you just love on somebody, and it can be at that moment, just a kind word can change the course of someone's life. I'm telling you. You know, I've always been taught to treat people kindly. Yeah. You know, even if people say something wrong or treat you a certain way, you know, you say your piece and going about your business. You just don't know what someone may be going through. But I'm with you, man. Love. If it wasn't for my beautiful wife, like I told her, she's a phenomenal woman. I put her through a lot. But love, man. Love is such a powerful thing. And again, you sharing your story is a form of love because you're opening yourself up. Something we... Let me backtrack. When I came and started, I think it was some time because David, you moved out further part of Connecticut where we all grew up, and I remember I was calling the fellas to still trying to hang because You had changed your life before I think I started getting counseling. You had changed dramatically. And I was talking to dudes like, yo, what up with Dave, man? We used to call this dude all kinds of names, the angry dude, whatever. Because Dave would get the party started and he always had your back. But when I tried to call and find out what's going on with my boy Dave, like, they were like, he changed. Like, dude, change. And I was like, this is not the same guy that I remember hanging out with till wee hours of the morning, you know, never turned down a drink, Dave. It was like, yeah, whatever happened, Holmes had something. Now I know what it is, listening to your story, change you dramatically. And what the key to that is, you didn't let your lowest point be a defining point. You realized that it was something inside of you that needed to change because you saw a better you. Someone helped you see a better you. I'm telling you, man, sharing, you know, just treat people kindly, because you just don't know at that pivotal point. I just shared a post the other day. Yesterday, matter of fact, we lost one of my Marines. He died he committed suicide. And the sad thing is, man, you know, this is what prompted me to continue just sharing stories like yours. Powerful story. Love is what, and I want you to finish. I'm not just giving a quick spill, but this is, I think, something we need to do is to share more of these type of stories of how you made it through a moment, because we just don't know what kind of impact we may have in someone's life. Suicide is real. Mental health is real. We need to really start talking about these things. And, you know, you sharing your story is very powerful. But not only that, I respect it. And I thank you for being so open and honest, because these are some things that I didn't even know. And we see each other at least once or twice a month. But it just tells you how much we really know about each other, or what each other been through. Because there was gaps in times when we hadn't seen each other for quite some years.
That's right.
Before I think we started to, I think it wasn't until we moved into the same city that we start hanging around again. And you know, to hear the type of love and the people that were reaching out to you really changed the course of your life, man. Because I'm telling you, this brother right here, this is someone that I can actually say has changed, and he took that a negative moment in his life and changed it to something positive, because you're doing a lot of great things. And I'll let you tell people what you're doing, some of the things that you're doing.
Yeah, that's well, thing with me, like, you know, I thank God for everything, because one thing I always knew is that when we're all born in the image of God, and we all have a worth, every one of us has worth. It's just the fact that we have to know what it is by just believing in yourself and knowing you have the confidence to do it. And it's just sometimes we let all people or certain things get into our lives, but even then, we're here, we're breathing, we're here for a purpose. And everybody needs to know that they're somebody, that they're worth something, that they're not just like someone's mistake, or they're just here because they're like some, their mother didn't love them or some whatever mess. And it's just like all, it really is just all amounts to is just negativity. Just so to get away from what you truly are is great. And the one thing I thank God for, that not saying that of course we have flaws, but for me, without my flaws, I would have never overcame them. Because if I didn't know I was at a low point and didn't know that I was going through something, when I really got to that point, I saw myself and knowing where were the people that told me that I was somebody. So when I got to that point and someone said, you are great, my family's telling me you can be somebody, God's blessed you to be someone great, that's when I, at my low point, I realized, yes, I know I'm great. I know I could do something great, but I know right now it's not at a point I want to be. But that, just that trigger, it could take one trigger to just put that in your mind and say, you know, what am I doing? And that's all we need to hear. That's why we have to keep saying kind words to one another. Because I said, I was, one I really want to share was when I was at a point of suicide by drinking alcohol. I wanted to drink myself to death. I didn't care.
Oh, wow.
Any hard liquor I could find, that cheap, I got that gin, I forgot Seagram's gin, smelled like gas to me, but But it was just so cheap. But I just thought about it being strong liquor, and I kept drinking it. And just felt so burning down my body. It was like, I felt like it was like almost if I wanted my body to explode. But
wow.
But I thank God, because one thing I remember, my brother and my father, mm-hmm. they prayed for me and told me, son, whatever you're gonna do, remember, you are here for a purpose. You just have to know who what your purpose is. But guess what? You are great to God, and God created you for a purpose. Always remember that. And even at that low point, that's what I kept thinking about.
Wow.
And then when I got myself together, God blessed me to now not only to turn my life around, but to be also to help go into the prisons and minister to brothers that are in prison and encouraging them the same thing that someone told me. And the fact that I hear other men say the same thing to me, that all they mm-hmm. need to hear was someone to say it to. Because that's all it is. If you just keep saying it, regardless, we can't control what people do. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, I say for me, if God blessed me to be here and still live here today, mm-hmm. I'm going to share everything I can to help somebody else. If it's just one, I thank God for one. But I want to continue to keep saying goodness and telling people they are worth something. They do have a purpose. You're not here just for no reason. You're not here just to live and die. You're here to mm-hmm. do something great, to help mankind and to make an impact on someone else's life other than your own. And that's what we have to continue to say to one another, because you just don't know. We may not think it might mean nothing at that time, but I say for me, that's what I needed at that time. So when I got to my lowest point where I really wanted to kill myself, I thought about it. I said, you know what? I remember what my father and my brother said. I remember what other people have told me in the past. You're going to get through it, but you got to know who you are. Know that you're not worthless. You are somebody. And people say, oh, that's a cliche. But the thing is, if you hear stuff like it triggers in your mind. I'm saying for experience. I felt I was worthless at the time. Mm-hmm. But just to hear that, and I'm like, what am I doing? I wasn't born to just, there was something more to what I'm doing. I got to do more in my life than what I'm doing. That's sometimes what a lot of suicide comes from. It's self, mm-hmm. losing that self-worth. Like, you don't feel you're worth anything. You don't feel you're impactful to anybody. But that's the point of why we get to that point, because we're thinking low of ourselves, because we're thinking we have to measure up. We don't have to be such a great individual as saying you got to make billions and millions of dollars. That's not what it means. It's knowing that when you see yourself, you can say, I have enough strength in me to help somebody else. Instead of just saying, I'm worthless. No, I can help somebody in this situation. I don't want no one to go through this anymore. So no matter what I went through, someone doesn't have to go through the same route. And if they are, this is what can help them. To know there's no dead end. There's no such thing as a dead end in life. It's just the fact, it's just a stumbling block. But guess what a stumbling block is? You can go over the stumbling block. Mm-hmm. Because that's the point of life. Things happen for a purpose, for us to wake ourselves up to know we got to keep going. It's hard, and it may feel we can't get over that hump. But guess what? We can. But we just have to believe that and know that and continue to know it's rough, but so on. But guess what? I'm doing more than I did last year. I'm doing more than I did 5 years ago. And that's why I tell the brothers, don't look at it as in prison. Don't ever look at it down the road like, what am I supposed to be? Say right now what you're doing right now to help yourself to say, I'm here for a purpose. Vision that. Keep staying on that. Strengthen your mind, your heart to know what you need to do to help better yourself. Read, study, talk to other people about how to get yourself through such a situation. Talk to everyone. Get to that point where you have confidence to know I'm not afraid what I'm going through, and I'm willing to share it with somebody else. Don't feel that, especially as men, you know, we're men, we don't like to share everything. But I said, especially as men, we got to really talk, because that's the worst thing. We bottle up stuff so much. We can have years of pain and years of pain, it could almost, it could destroy us because we don't want to share. And we when once we open our mouths, we're like, so how much impactful we can be to someone else, just for someone else to hear it. It's like, man, I didn't know you went through all that. I didn't know you went through all that, or this was what you're going through.
Yeah.
Just, and that's why I just realized, it's just the fact our whole life is about helping others. No matter what we do in life, it's supposed to help some, even if that doing me going through alcoholism, it's to help somebody else deal with the same problem. Mm-hmm. That's all it is. We're all supposed to share and help each other. That's the point why we go through struggles, so someone else can learn from it. Someone else can go that's going through it can overcome just as well as I did. Mm-hmm. But that's the whole point, brother. We all have to know we are worth something, no matter what, how hard it looks. We may think it's worthless.
Yeah.
Guess what? We all have worth.
Brother David, that was powerful, man. You know, I had to, you did a good job, man. That was real powerful. And the key takeaway I got from that is know who you are. The mind is powerful, and it will try to isolate you from your peers and get you to a point where you seclude yourself yes. from others. And that's when you start to get overwhelmed with the thoughts, the negative thoughts of I'm worthless, I'm nothing, I never will be. It's better. No, cancel that. Surround yourself with positive people. Start to change the way you see things by just sometimes I stop listening to the news. Because a lot of times that negativity in the morning can take the course of your day and really disrupt the positive energy going throughout the day, at least for me. But again, know who you are, know yourself, or surround yourself. And even those who may know someone that they haven't spoken to in a while, that maybe just if something's on your mind or spirit to say, hey, I need to reach out to them, you probably should do it because you just don't know where a person may be in their place and current situation in life. Again, Brother David, I thank you for sharing your story. I thank you for your time. Very insightful. I learned something new about you. And we've been friends for, again, over 15 years.
Yes,
but, you know, again, one thing, the trick, that the thing is, man, we need to learn to do is to open up and be more vocal about when things are bothering us mentally and physically. Because you just don't know who may be going through the same thing you're going through at that time and place. And there's power in sharing. There, to me, I found healing in sharing.
Yeah.
And again, I just thank you for your time, man. Very, very, very powerful, powerful message you gave today. Is there any last words that you would like to share with anybody, or anything that that you would like to end the show with?
Yeah, just like I said, for anyone listening, one thing I just want everyone to understand and learn as experience in life, not just saying for me, but from just life in general, that things happen for a reason. And it's only to make us stronger. That's the reason why when you lift weights, the pain, they say no pain, no gain. No matter what we go through, the pain is gonna make us stronger. It may seem rough, you may seem that it's a block that you can never get over or get through, but it's just only to make you stronger, because that's what makes us strong and makes us helpful and helps us to get through life, is the pain, the struggles we overcome day in and day out. The more we know we can overcome it, the better we'll be, and to understand that we can tell somebody they can overcome a struggle. It's not going to be hard to tell someone, yes, you can get through this. And we just have to realize that when we're going through it, we're not alone too. And then once again, we got others that are there with us. We need to get more closer to those who are positive, that were impactful, that are helping us in life, even though you may think they don't know what you're going through. But guess what? They're there to support you. And that's what we need, support. Sometimes not always based on what you've been through. Like I said, I wasn't in the military for a long time, so some may say you don't know about the military, but pain is pain.
Mm-hmm.
And we all go through certain pain.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just the point that we got to know we can talk to somebody about it. It's not about who went through something, because that's what I learned with people. They feel you don't know what I've been through. But it's not about what you went through. It's what you can overcome it. Because that's why you don't put yourself in a position when you feel you can't overcome it. Just share with somebody. Be with impactful people that are constantly encouraging you to know you can get through. And guess what? Sky's the limit, as they say.
I have nothing else to say. Again, thank you for for listening to another episode of I Made It Through This Moment. This is how I want to thank my good friend Dave McLaurin for coming on the show. sharing some very powerful powerful insight into how he overcame a difficult moment in his life. And I'm truly grateful for your time, and even for my listeners. Real quick, if you're going through some if you're going through difficult moments, realize that there are more people out there that really do care for you and want to see the well-being of how you come through. So please seek out help if you're feeling down, depressed, or anything else. Please reach out, because there are more people who want to see you succeed and get the help than there are to see you fail. Again, this is Corporal Gould. Thank you for listening, and we're out.
Yes, sir.